scripture this morning is coming from Isaiah 6, 1 through 3. In the year of King Uzziah's death, I saw the sovereign master seated on a high, elevated throne. The hem of his robe filled the temple. Seraphs stood over him. Each one had six wings. With two wings they covered their faces. With two they covered their feet. And they used the remaining two to fly. They called out to one another, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord, who commands armies. His majestic splendor fills the entire earth." Please remain standing for Sanctuary, the praise song. Prayer. God, O Holy One, you and you alone are all we need. Your very presence brings us to our knees. And to think that you're so holy that we can't even comprehend your love for us. I pray that you open up everyone's hearts today, Lord, and I ask that your Holy Spirit rains down on this place forever and ever. Amen. Good morning. I want to start with wishing all of the mothers a happy Mother's Day. I'm going to read a poem by M.S. Lowndes in tribute to mothers of all sorts. May God bless all the mothers that give themselves and tend to their household needs before the needs of self. For they are there with comfort for each child's broken heart, bringing them to God in prayer with his love to impart. Do you remember your mother, or maybe your father, or grandmother, or older sister, who would spend many hours preparing your school lunches, making sure you had all the condiments in the food pyramid, including the sugar-filled Little Debbies? Or how many nights your mom was the last to go to bed because she was doing laundry, cleaning up the house, or baking cookies for the bake sale at your school? And of course, she was the first to rise, making breakfast, kissing your forehead to wake you up for school, and had a smile on her face, no matter what pain she might have been feeling in the inside. Someone in your life played or plays this role, and they do this because they love you and care for you, no matter what you have done. This is unconditional love. Here are three questions, and think about each one deeply, because the first two questions lead to the last question, and we will revisit these questions in the end. Question one, can we comprehend a mother's love for her child? Question two, can we comprehend a father's love for his children? The father I'm talking about here is the heavenly one, who loves his children no matter what they have done. And question three is, what do we know of holy? Now make that a personal question and change the we to an I. What do I know of holy? We could start out with the definition of holy. One quite common definition of holy is sacred, sanctified, and hallowed. This definition reminds me of when God spoke to Moses at the burning bush. Now, if you remember what God commanded of Moses, he commanded that Moses would remove his sandals because he was standing on holy ground. This ground was only made holy by God's presence alone. Because God is sacred, the words he speaks are sacred, and sinful men and women, like Moses, must be mindful of God's holiness. Just as God is righteous and pure, his word is also righteous and pure. Psalm 19:7 says, "The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The statutes of the law are trustworthy, making wise the simple." The Bible. Gotta love this book. Have you ever wondered why the Bible is called the Holy Bible? The Bible was written by men who were influenced and directed by the Holy Spirit. These men listened to God. Now, if we break this down, the Greek word translated God-breathed is theopneustos. From theos, meaning God, and phono, meaning to breathe or breathe upon, we get the English word pneumonia from this Greek root. So think of it this way. Our holy God, in the person of the Holy Spirit, literally breathed the holy words of Scripture into the writers of each of the books through supernatural means. It's pretty cool. The divine writer is holy. Therefore, what he writes is holy. Another meaning of holy is to be set apart. Just as God set the nation of Israel apart from her contemporaries to be a kingdom of priests and a holy nation, in the same way, Christians are set apart from unbelievers who walk in darkness. As described by Peter, "But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light." This set apart aspect of holiness is true of the Bible because it is a book set apart from all others. It is the only book written by God himself, the only book that has the power to set men and women free. John 8:32 says, "Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." God is the truth, and the words are known to be true. The Holy Bible helps people live out their lives for God and make them wise, Psalm 19:7, to sanctify them and make them holy, John 17:17. It is the only book that gives life, comfort, and hope, Psalm 119:50. And it is the only book that will endure until the end of time, Matthew 5:18. This is just a sum of some of the many biblical scripture that speaks God's promises to his people. Let's look at Isaiah 6:3 one more time. "They called out to one another, 'Holy, holy, holy is the Lord who commands armies. His majestic splendor fills the entire earth.'" If you dissect this verse, you can see that in the Bible it says that God is holy, holy, holy. Not that he is merely holy, or even that he is holy, holy. He says he's holy, holy, holy. The Bible never says that God is love, 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 or mercy, 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 or wrath, 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 or justice, justice, justice. Does say, though, that he is holy, holy, holy. The whole earth is full of his glory. We sing holy, holy, holy here in church in some of our praise songs. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, Agnos Dei. And we cry, holy, holy, holy is the Lamb. Isn't it funny how we can sing about our Holy Father and his holiness again and again? But do we really understand holy? We know holy is something set apart from everything else. And God is set apart from all mankind. But we are all made in the image of God. In Genesis 1:27, it says, "So God created in his own image. He created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them." God thus endowed humans with qualities that mirror his own. In Ephesians 5:1, it says, "Therefore, become imitators of God as beloved children." What does it mean to become imitators of God? I look at it as this. It's as if Jehovah himself was saying to them, "I believe in you. Despite your imperfections, you have the ability to be like me to a certain extent." Notice, to a certain extent. We can become more Christ-like, and that should be the long-term goal, to love everyone like Jesus would love them. So being made in the image of God makes us moldable. We are meant to love, to give, to teach the gospel, and to spread the gospel across all nations. There are so many out there who've never heard of Jesus. It's our job to tell them who he is. Through Christ, we are one. And we are supposed to walk like a Christian, be more Christ-like with each new breath we take. So let's revisit the first question. Can we comprehend a mother's love for her child? We can say all the words in the book about how a mother loves her children, how those motherly instincts kick in once they hold that baby in their arms for the first time. And we can draw pictures and sing songs about a mother's love for her children. But unless we feel it ourselves, we have no idea. We have to live it, breathe it, and experience it in order to even slightly comprehend it. Look at the second question. Can we comprehend a father's love for his children? And remember, I'm talking about our Heavenly Father. Once again, we have to experience his love that he offers to all who seek him. We have to know him and understand him. And understand why it is that he loves us so much. We can do this by studying his word, meditation, praying, fasting, living out his purpose for us, and talking to him. How are we going to find out what we're supposed to do if we can't talk to him? He always answers us. Even through the silence, he answers us. What about question 3? What do we know of holy? It's a stumper. And I believe that even a glimpse, if we got a glimpse of our Heavenly Father, it would leave us blinded and in awe. I understand a little of holy, though, and I hope you do. But I realized that I talk too much and listen not enough. Maybe if I would just let him do his job, then I could begin to understand the Holy One. But then again, maybe we're not meant to understand. What do you know of holy? Ask yourself, what can you gain from studying the only book God ever wrote? You can gain a lot. He will speak to you in ways you can't even imagine. I think the best way to try to explain to you what I'm trying to say is a song. We're going to finish this up with a beautiful song that Jenny is going to sing, and it sums up everything. And this song really made me think about how much more I could get to know my Father. If you would close with me in prayer. And I encourage you to take this time to pray, rejoice, praise him, and just worship him. Come to the altar. That's what it's there for. Be with him. Lord, you reveal your love to us in ways that we can't even imagine. Lord, you have us awestruck, and we rejoice in you. Lord, I really pray that you empty us, all of us, and you fill us back up with your holiness. Yes, Lord. Yeah, I know you will. In your name, amen.
What do I know?